Paragraph Yud Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Beis. V'zeh b'chinas imrois Hashem amorois tahoirois. The words of Hashem are words of purity. Kesef tzoruf. It's like refined silver. Ba'alil lo'oretz. Mezukok shivasayim. It's been refined and purified sevenfold. Sevenfold or seven times seven. 47 square, 49 times been refined. Rav Nosson Zal says, kesef tzoruf, refined silver. Kesef is silver and kesef is money. Kesef tzoruf, zebechinas hoin yosef reim rabim. This is that pasuk in Mishlei which says, money gathers a lot of friends. Rich people gather a lot of friends around them. Bechinas tztoka, that's this mitzvah of tztoka that we said, that creates an atmosphere of friendship, a bond between the rich and the poor. Ki tztoka mesakein hakesev avmomoin shalodom, because tztoka corrects and perfects and purifies the money of a person. Ukamai shekosev, as the pasuk says in Zechariah, Kapitel Yud Gimel, utzraftim, I will purify them, I will refine them, kitzroifes hakesef, like one refines silver. V'hoyu l'Hashem magishe mincha b'tztoka. And they will be to Hashem those who offer a gift of tztoka. So we see that tztoka is what refines the person's money. The tzroifes hakesef is through tztoka. Hainu alidei kesef tzoruf, hainu alidei tztoka. Through the mitzvah of tzedakah, shemetzareif umetaher es hakesef ashirus, which refines and purifies a person's money and his wealth, ayidei zeh imrois Hashem amorois tahoris, shehem diburei emuna, that affects the holy words of Hashem. Which holy words of Hashem? The words of emuna. V'nimshochin v'nizgalin b'chol horetz, and the words are revealed and spread and to the whole world. Bechinas imrois Hashem amorois tahoris. The words of Hashem are words of purity. How? Ayidei kesef tzoruf. Bechinas tztoka, through the tztoka that's given. Ayidei zeh ba'alil lo'oretz. Through shemizgalin v'nis'alin v'nechshovin b'chol horetz. They are revealed and they are elevated and their importance becomes known b'chol horetz, throughout the whole world. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier, v'zehu mezukok shivosayim, purified sevenfold, or seven times seven, bechinas arbuim v'tishye mea sfira. This is being marames to the 49 days of the sfira soimer, shebohem nase tikun hazeh, during which this tikun is taking place. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato mechubor heitev mikro hazeh l'chol divrei hamizmor hazeh. Now, based on what we said till now, you'll be able to understand how this pasuk ties in to the whole chapter of Tehillim that it's in, that chapter, Kapitel Yud Beis. Shemedaber shom t'chilo meichet loshon hara. In the beginning of Kapitel Yud Beis there, Dovra Melech speaks about the sin of loshon hara. V'acharkach pitom medaber inyan mikra imrois Hashem amorois tahoris. And then suddenly he switches into this thing about Hashem's words being pure words like refined silver. Shenira sham l'chayra shloi kinyonoi. It looks like a sudden change of topic. It looks like the two things are not related to each other. Achal pi anal mechubor mekusher heitev. However, based on the explanation that we just gave, you can see how it fits perfectly. Kitchila medaber mi bali loshon hara. First, Dovra Melech starts out talking about people who speak loshon hara, shemekalkalin ma'oid, that they cause tremendous damage. Shepoigmin be'emuna k'doisha, they're poigim in the emuna. K'may shekosav shama, as the pasuk says there, hoishia Hashem ki gomar chosid ki fasu emunim. Hashem, please help us, because there's no more chassidim. The emunah has gone out the window. Shav yedaberu, people talk lies. Hainu shedovid tsoyek l'Hashem Yisborach l'chisorin hu emunah shenimshach halidei shenistalku agoyim lechesed. Dovra Melech is crying out to Hashem about the deficiency in emunah because there's no more people doing chesed and tzedakah. Bechinas ki gomar chosid, no more chosid, no more chesed. Vaydeze ki fasu emunim ibnei adam, shenifgama emunah, so the emunah is messed up. Ki kshiyesh chesed oz nishma diburi emunah lemei rochoi, because when there's chesed going on, when there's tzedakah going on, the words of emunah are heard in distant places. Venizgat lo emunah boilam, and the emunah is on the rise in the world. Ulehepech, and when there is no chesed, when there's no tzedakah, lehepech, then the opposite is true. Then the emunah in the world becomes smaller and smaller. It shrinks. Vesehu ki gomar chosid ki fasu emunim. No more chosid, no more emunah. The emunah goes down. Kanal, as we said before. Veloi dai shegomar chosid kanal. Not only is there a problem that there isn't chesed, afgam nisrabu balei lashon hara, but Rachmona Litzlan, instead there are people who are speaking lashon hara. Bechinas shov yedabru ish, people speaking falsely about each other. Shaydeze nisrabe machloikes v'sina v'kintur boilam. This increases the machloikes and the hate and people trying to undo each other, people trying to mess each other up in the world. Shehu b'chinas ruach sara. That's referred to as a storm wind. Shaydezen is balbel huavir. This causes turbulence in the air. Ve'iefsher lashmiah hadibur lemerchakim. And therefore, the words of diburei emunah that tzadikim are not able to travel far. Ve'alze mispalel dover melech olav shalom u'misnabe. It's about this that dover melech praised Hashem, and he prophesizes, Shesoif kol soif yigmar Hashem yizborach kertzoinai, that in the end, Hashem is going to win. Hashem is going to finish everything the way he wants. Ve'yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalokos, Hashem will slice away all those lips that speak, you know, that smooth talkers, you know, who are telling lies, lashon hara, mishoy danim and kazavyoinim, Ato okum yom Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to succeed despite all of this. Shashem yizborach yokum v'yoshia bevadai lohoaniyim v'evyoinim hachoysim betzel hatzadikim. Hashem will rise up and he will definitely help those poor people who are in the shade of the tzadikim, the true tzadikim. Rav Nosson Zalkiel was obviously definitely alluding to what he himself was going through, the terrible machloikis that was against him, the incredible persecution that he went through, Rachmona Litzlan. Ubali Lashon Hara, Umachloikis, Yechru V'Yipoilu. And those people who speak Lashon Hara, and those people who fester machloikis will fall. V'lo Yichlu Levalvel Hoylo Milishmoya Kol Divri Atzadei. And they will no longer be able to confuse the world, to mess up the world from being able to hear the words of the tzadik. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hashem Yizborach Yizkeh Es Yisrael Laharbois Bitztaka. Hashem will give the Jews the schus of giving a lot of tztaka. Shaydeze Yizgalu V'Yisalu Huamoris Torah Shel Atzadik B'chol Oilam, through which the words of the tzadik will be revealed and elevated throughout the whole world. Sheze Bechinas Imrois Hashem Amoris Tohoirois Kesef Tzorof, etc. Rav Nosson Zalkiel just explained that whole kapitel Yud Beis of Tehillim. If you go back and look at that kapitel now and look at Rav Nosson Zalkiel's explanation, you see he gave us a whole picture from beginning to end. Paragraph Yud Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas sfiras ho'omer. Before we spoke about the omer, the korban, the barley, now Rav Nosson Zalkiel is going to address the sfira issue, the counting. He's going to elaborate a lot on this term sfira, counting. Sfira daika, bechinas, Rav Nosson Zalkiel says, look at this. This word, lispor, is the exact word that Rabbeinu Zal uses in Torah Yud Zayin, in that Torah that this whole halacha is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk, Hashem yispor b'ksoy v'amim. Hashem is going to count in the writings of the goyim. Hamuva b'toyron al, Rabbeinu Zal brings it over there. Yispor daika. Look at the word yispor. Kize hamikra shem yispor v'chsoivavi amim hevi shem Rabbeinu Zal le'inyin hatoiv hakovush beinu amim. Rabbeinu Zal quoted this pasuk over there referring to Hashem counting those Jewish souls, those sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the hands of the Goyim. And they're all counted by Hashem. Each one of them is a $100 bill, a $1,000 bill. They're very precious. Shemoidin loy ma'alosoi al yidei aksav hanasa yidei havir anach vazach, whereby those sparks of Kiddusha that are found among the goyim, those neshamas and everything, they become enlightened as to who they are, who they really are, through the words of the tzaddik that get written into their books, into the goyisha books. Shekol zeu b'chinas sfira soimer. This is the whole tikkun that's taking place during those 49 days that are counting of the Omer. Ki kishemalin hatoiv hakovush miasitrachra. Because when we succeed in elevating that good that's trapped in the hands of the sitrachra, v'ho'akum tzrichin lahavioi l'toich minyan u'misper dikdusha, and the goyim are forced to give it up and to have it come in to join the Jewish people, to be counted in the statistics of the Jews, how many Jews there are. Bechinas Hashem yispoir b'chsoiv amin. Hashem is going to count those nefoshos, those converts, those balei tshuva, b'chsoiv amin, which come about as a result of the words of the tzaddik finding their way and being written in the books of Igoyim, in their books. This will also help us understand why at certain times Hashem counts the Jews. And Hashem tells the tzaddikim to count the Jews. Even though we're told usually counting is not a good thing to do. It takes away the bracha. The bracha is only when you don't count, you know. Number one, they were counted when they went out of Golas Mitzrayim. V'chein kishenoflu be'egel. And so too, when they fell into the sin of the Egel Azohov. V'chulu, etc. Kama Shapirish Rashi b'Parshas Bamidbar. As Rashi HaKodesh explains in Parshas Bamidbar, mitoich chibosan lefonov, moina oisan kol shah. Rashi HaKodesh says over there, out of Hashem's deep love for Bnei Yisrael, He's always counting us. He keeps counting us. He wants to see, how many do I have? How many chocolate bars do I have? How many diamonds do I have? Kishiyotsu mimitzrayim and on. When they came out of Mitzrayim, He counted us. Ukishenaflu be'egel, and when the Jews, Rachmona Litzlan, got punished by the Egel Azov, Minon, Leidam Esorim, Hashem had Moshe Rabbeinu count them again to find out how many are left. How many did we lose? How many are left? How many remain? Kishabola Hashroi Shechinose Aleim, and when Hashem wanted to rest His Shechina upon the Jewish people, Minon, He had them counted again. Be'echot b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan, u'be'echot b'yar Minon. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was put up, and on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Hashem had the Jews counted again. V'alkein koyrin parshazois koydim shvuas. And this is why we bedafka read Parshas Bamidbar right before the holiday of Shavuos. Kimuva b'Shulchan Aruch, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Tov Chav Ches. Hasimen, the Shulchan Aruch there gives you a way to remember. It says, Manu v'Itzru, count and celebrate Atzeres, celebrate Shavuos. That right after you read Parshas Bamidbar, as the Parshas HaShavua, get ready for Shavuos. Ki mispar b'nei Yisrael u'mispar ha'yomim shesoifun lo'imer heim b'china achas. Because the counting of the Jewish people and the counting of the 49 days of the Omer are one concept. B'chinas golmi ro'u einecho v'al sifrecho kulam yikosevu. Yomim yutzoru v'lo yechad bohem. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this famous pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamites, where it mentions counting all of them. Al sifra hakulam yikasevu. They'll all be written into your sefer. Sefer means book. Yomim yutzoru. Hashem created these days v'lo yechad bohem, and not one of them. Ki kol echad miYisrael kolul mikol hamidos shem chinas yomim, because every single Jew is a composite of all the different midos, chesed, gvura, teferes, netz, chod, yisod, malchus, which is the 7 days, the days. Shem chinas yomim, chinas umidas yomai. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki kishayoytze hatoiv meagolus. Step one, when the Jews came out, when the good came out of Golus, Hashem gave a commandment to count them, like something which you love very much and you count it all the time, to be sure that you know exactly how many of them you have and that you're watching over them, and said not one drop will go lost, and said nobody else will be able to steal it, or, you know, Again, when I count something and I know exactly how many of them I have and which pocket, you know, then nobody could take it from me. Ki kvar nichnas hakoil b'cheshbon hakdusha, because everything already was audited and all was documented in the cheshbon of kedusha. Shezel b'chinas mispar b'nei Yisrael b'chol pam shiyotz mirah l'toiv. This is why we find that the Jews are counted every time they left a bad place and went into a good place. For example, when we got out of the exile in Mitzrayim, v'cheinachar cheto egel, and so too after the pegam of the egel azov, shechozro hazuamo keyedua, where we're told that after the egel, Hashem made it that the filth which the snake injected into Chava at the time of the Eitz Hadas, continued to be present until Matan Torah, when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. And when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, it says that filth left, it disappeared. But then it says when they worshipped the Egel Azov, that filth was reinstated, it came back. And therefore the Jews required brand new purification. Even though they had been purified when they left Mitzrayim, after the Egel Azov, they required a whole new purification. To once again turn around and extract the goodness that's trapped in the evil. When a person does Aveira, they cause sparks of Kedusha to fall into the evil, into the Sidrachra. Now that if you want to do tshuva, you have to go back and rescue those sparks. Al kein tzrichen minyan mechodesh. Therefore, they had to be counted anew. Ve'ikra minyan shel Yisrael hoyirak al yidei tzedaka shel hashkolim. And how did they count Jews? Through tzedaka, through machzis hashekels. Shaydeze nase avir anach vazach. Tzedaka generates that avir anach vazach. That's how we awaken, we remind that good that's trapped among the goyim, what it's really all about, and we're able to get it out of there and introduce it into the count of Kedusha. Shehu mispar tzvo Hashem, which is the count of Hashem's army. Shem tzvo yisbnei Yisrael, the Jewish army, meaning the Jewish people. Because when the goodness has been brought back and introduced into Hashem's army, then no strangers can touch it. Who dared to put a hand on the army of the king, which is counted, you know, every single one is counted, and came out clean, you know, and didn't get his hands chopped off or his face smashed, you know. Avlo osid kishi is batel hatuma, but in the future when Mashiach will come and the tumah will become batel, k'siv the pasuk says, v'hoyo mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The count of the Jewish people will be so big, it'll be like the granules of sand by the seashore, which you can't, there's no way to count. Because then we're going to be above counting. We're going to be above all numbers. Ki be'emes shoyresh nishmois Yisrael shem ikra toiv hu lamala mi'amispor. Because the truth is, where the Jewish souls come from is a spiritual place that's way above numbers. It's way, way above any count. Ki hem chelek elokam imal. Our souls are a part of Hashem himself. Sheshom ein shayach mispor. By Hashem there is no counting. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, as it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, v'lifnei echod ma'ata sefer. Before one, what do you count? You know, in the place of Hashem, Hashem echod, or Hashem was even considered before echod, there's no count. Hashem is above all numbers. Rak machmas shaneshamos mislabshos bazeh hoyla ma'isa b'shvil abchira. It's only because of the fact that these neshamos have to be put into this world and dressed in a body, in this physical world, so that there should be bechira, ha-hechrich shi'avru tachas ha-mispar v'amin. Therefore, it's mandatory, they must go through this counting. Ki zeh ho'ilam hu be-bechinas ribu yaminyan. Because this physical world is all about counting. Everything is counting. Counting days, counting money, counting shirts, you know, everything is counting, counting. V'alkein tekev kishibur Hashem yizborach esoylam, also tekev cheshboin u'minyan mehayomim shibora b'im esoylam. And this is why, as soon as Hashem created the world, he immediately started a count of the days in which he created the world. Kama shekosuv, vayere vayvoyker yom echod, vayere vayvoyker yom sheni, yom hashishi, ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem. Counting, 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 right from the beginning, right from day one of creation. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate. This is one of several places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal goes into tremendous detail and clarity regarding this whole issue of numbers and counting, what the significance of it is.